Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hey everybody. I'm recording from the little room in my house. It's cold outside. It was cold last night in the house. I did focus on alignment, physical alignment through the night. I wanted to curl up and get cozy and comfy. And instead I chose to lay on my back with something under my knees so my spine would be in better shape, literal shape, today. And like I've said, it's been getting cold and it's been harder and harder to do that. To not get comfortable and go to sleep. To lay in an aligned position to set myself up for a good tomorrow, which is now, today. Thanks for the hot honey water, Will. I'm out of tea. And I wanted warmth. And I've got 2 lemons left, and I want to have a whole lemon water today and tomorrow. So, hot honey water it is. The water's hot, not the honey, in case you're wondering. Well, since we were talking about setting up tomorrow me, I listened to a Gathering Room podcast, and it was great because I happened to listen to it on a day where I really did a good job expecting less from myself, lowering my expectations, taking myself off of all the hooks, not feeling responsible for everything, letting good enough being good enough, letting me be good enough. So I felt pretty good. It was a really good job practicing, going easy on myself, giving myself a break. So I end up listening to Martha Beck's podcast, and in it, she talks about giving her tomorrow self a break. So it's like, it's so wonderful. The moment I feel this like, yeah, I think I'm getting it. Martha Beck takes it a level up, and I love it. So, I'm getting good at giving myself a break. Now, what about my tomorrow self? Sometimes I put so much stuff on her. She'll organize that. She'll fix that. She'll start eating that way. She'll start exercising like this. She'll be a better dog mom. She'll be a better mom. She'll be she. Oh my gosh, I've put so much on tomorrow me. Poor girl. I'm taking it all off. I'm letting her off the hook. I'm not going to give her a list of things to do and improvements to make. Tomorrow me is off the hook too. So that's the level up I was looking for. And I didn't know I was looking for it, but I most certainly was. Because when I stumbled upon it yesterday, I was like, oh yeah, this is it. Give yourself a break, especially your tomorrow self. It was nice to hear Martha Beck talk about, you know, if you don't want to do something today, why would you schedule that for your tomorrow self? And sure, we could all change, you know, but we're playing hot and cold, that game, hot and cold. And the signals come to you now, the now you right now. And you listen to the signals, you navigate around, right? And you go towards things that make you feel good in your body. Go towards things that make you feel happy, light, joyful, expansive. You can feel it in your body. That's what we're looking for, right? We're tracking that feeling. We're betraying misery. And we're tracking joy. So we're working with the now. The now us and the now the time. A friend of mine picked out a little inspiration from a place we went. And it said, the past, or you know, worrying about the past, stressing about the future or whatever. It's all suffering. Like thinking about the past. Thinking about the future. It's all suffering. And it was just what she needed to hear. She said that herself. She's like, oh, boy, did I need this. And I am even more and more focused on the now. On the now. And life has guided me that way. Like, I have to be. I feel like I have to be because otherwise I would crumble. Physically, mentally, emotionally, all the things. I feel like I would crumble. But in the now, it's who I really am. It's the only time that really exists. It's where all of the power is. It's right now. I have talked to two different people who have asked for my prayers, specifically me, you know, prayers. And finally, now this took years, because for a long time, the word God, the word pray, they weren't even really in my vocab. Didn't have a definition for them, wasn't interested. You know, for me, I was taught that God was, you know, all-knowing dude with gray hair who punished people, right? Who was like the ultimate parent. And praying was just emphasizing what you don't have. Wanting it so bad and hoping someone will come and rescue you and give it to you. Hoping that guy with the gray beard is listening likes you or something, or, you know, I don't know, whatever. Back to now. Yesterday, someone messaged me and said, I need your prayers. I've lost my wallet and my purse, and here's the situation, and, ooh, you know. And so I said, I've been praying. And I decided to tell her how. I was called to tell her how I am praying. I said, I keep pausing throughout my morning. I'm pausing, I'm closing my eyes, and I am picturing you reuniting with your wallet and your purse, and I'm picturing how you would feel when that happens. And then I'm trying to get a taste of that feeling and picture that feeling and feel that feeling and really practice and create, find, track that feeling. She seemed to enjoy that. And I continued doing it, and I got a message from her that she was reunited with her wallet and her purse. Someone else was asking for my prayers for their physical health. And I said, absolutely. And again, I was called to say, but I'm not asking for anything. I'm picturing you whole and healthy. I'm picturing the parts of you that are having trouble now being the perfect color, wiggling all around, being mobile, happy, healthy, whole. I'm picturing that. And I'm imagining how you would feel if you got your clean bill of health and you got to keep all of your parts and they all came back to you and you could feel them and wiggle them and they looked like they belonged. So I said to this person, I hope that you can find that feeling. I hope that you can taste that feeling. I hope that you can practice that feeling. I hope that you can feel that feeling. The what if it all works out feeling. I said, I'll meet you there. That's where I'll be. In the feeling. Finding the feeling, tracking the feeling, practicing the feeling. And I know we're not doing that all the time. But just imagine. Just imagine the handful of people that you would like to pray for. Maybe it's more than a handful. You can hold each one in loving awareness and imagine their dreams coming true. And just imagine how they might feel. And reach for that feeling and get a taste of it so maybe you can practice it. Practice the feeling. And know that they can meet you there. I can meet you there. We could all meet each other there in the feeling. Speaking of feelings, I've talked about how I've been swooping in. Finn has not had a meltdown since I started this swooping in for a feeling thing. I swoop in the moment something shifts and I say, oh, a feeling. Let's be with your feeling together. And he is coming and being with me and his feelings, not letting them get so big that they override the system. It's like riding a wave that doesn't crash. Like we go up and down together, but we don't get tumbled around and beaten up and sand in our bathing suits. We're just riding those waves together, the waves of emotion. So amazing. And I've decided I think it should go across the board. I had a mothering moment yesterday and I just felt crappy about it. It makes sense that anger was activated and I did my best and then even went back later in the day to explain so things didn't get twisted up and explain, you know, why the anger was activated and what my thoughts were and where I'm at now, you know, blah, blah, blah. But really, I came out of this with a plan.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Okay, so just like with Finn, oh, a feeling. And then we walk through it, we ride it, we pause. And so I believe perhaps the next time I am slightly enraged, I would like to say, oh, a feeling. This is the feeling. I'm feeling this feeling. And I can just stop and say that to myself And that can be a parenting moment. For someone to watch their parents say, oh, a feeling, and identify the feeling and ride the feeling until it's gone. So I'm making this plan. There was this time when Olive was little and she was teaching herself how to swim and she didn't want any flotation devices, and that's fine. I was right there, and she, of course, loved to go into the deep end and hanging on to things and doing her tricks. And so she's doing a trick and she falls in under the water. And I have a feeling that if I hadn't done anything, she probably would have just bobbed right back up. She was just about ready to swim, learn to swim, you know? But anyway, my baby went down. So I dropped my phone, broke it on the concrete, jumped right in, and as I jumped in, I pulled her under further. And yeah, I grabbed her and then burst through the surface, you know? I think I've shared this before. It's the Hurricane Amanda story. That was my nickname that summer, Hurricane Amanda. So I said to myself, well, this may happen again. If it happens again, I'm not going to drop what I'm holding. I'm going to put it down. And if it happens again, I'm not going to jump into the water next to Olive. I'm going to walk to the side of the pool and reach in. Or I'm going to jump in at the other end and I'm going to swim to her. It did happen again that summer. And I did walk over to the side of the pool and take care of it from there. What a great learning moment. I broke my phone and was called Hurricane Amanda. You bet your buns I was going to learn from that one. And I said, okay, next time, here's the plan. And I know plans don't always go accordingly, or stuff doesn't go according to them, but this one did. And I plan to pause and identify feelings. Even if it's someone else, I can pause and say, oh, I see a feeling. You want me to stay here while you ride it? And if I'm having a mom moment, I'm going to say, well, here's an anger wave for me to ride right now. I've got an anger wave underneath me. I'm going to ride it. And it makes sense because X, Y, Z, right? Or maybe we don't even have to make sense of it. Right? Kind of like my tears. I had buckets and buckets of tears for years. And so when they would come out, I don't know if this is from my brother's funeral or if this is from my... I don't know. I don't know what those tears are from. They're old. They're all mixed in. I didn't let them out. I just had a sea of tears, unidentifiable tears. And really, it was about just crying them out. It really didn't matter what they were for. They were for everything that I never cried out. So I cried them out. I found the teeniest, tiniest little bucket yesterday. It was the cutest little thing. Meeting with someone I've never met before, so that was fun. And I took my glasses right off and I said, I'm just going to cry for a moment because I didn't do this when I was a kid and I collected all my tears. And so now I cry. What did she think of me? I don't know. It's none of my business. And you're welcome. You're welcome. She might remember that. She might identify with that. Maybe she has buckets of tears. And she has met someone who's done collecting them. So anywho, I'm not sure I'll be analyzing the feelings, talking about the thoughts that bring them up. I think I might just say, anger is here. Hello. Hello, anger. Would you like some hot honey water? I guess before I sign off for today, just wanted to share with you, I already talked about this, I think, in a previous episode. This back pain that I'm experiencing, I'm viewing it as this is a birthing process. It's my financial burden, baby. And I'm having back labor. And so we're all birthing this phase of our lives. These are the phases of our lives. This is the phase of my life. Like sand through the hourglass. Oh, cute. I'm like, wow, I lived in this town when I watched Days of Our Lives. You know, 25, 30 years ago, I was living in this town watching that silly soap opera. It's cute. So, yeah, you know, I'm pretty good at birthing. Pretty good at being pregnant and sick. I'm pretty good at giving birth. I'm pretty good at being afraid and relaxing. I'm pretty good about being afraid and opening up. I'm pretty good about being in pain and letting go. I'm pretty good about being in pain and letting the magic in and trusting and having faith. And I'm pretty good about knowing I can do this. And not in a hyper-independence way by myself. In a women having babies in the woods by themselves kind of a way. Your body's meant to do this. I was meant to do this. It's happening. I just need to ride the wave. Be here now. So I'm here now. And this is my life right now. This is what I'm birthing right now. This is what I'm going through right now. And I say, you know, financial burden, because when you look up lower back in Louise Hay's book, you can heal your life. It's money. It's money. It's fear of money and financial problems. And if you've been listening, we need a new boiler. A couple estimates were $14,000-$15,000, and no one wants to finance us. So there's our financial burden. Is it working out? Yes, it is. Is it a process, not an event? Yes, it is. Just like when, right, I got pregnant. And had those 10 months of changes and shifts, getting ready for. And then labor. Oh boy. Opening up. Here we go. It's gonna happen. And then delivery. It's happening. It's happening. And I'm here for it. And I'm not so afraid that I want to run away. I want to be right here. I want to feel the whole thing. Inch by inch. Step by step. Moment to moment. So that's how I'm treating myself, right? So I'm out back right now with my heating pad and my warm beverage. Right? My little lily pad out back here, staying warm. I'm not overexerting myself. I'm not going outside into the cold. I'm birthing my life. I'm laboring my life. I'm delivering my life. And so are you. It's right in front of you. It's all around you and it's inside of you. And don't, oh, what is it? I don't know the Thomas More quote. My friend picked out that thing that wasn't a quote. It was just like, the past, the future, waste of time, right? Mine was a Thomas More quote, which was lovely. But I have a book. It's Care of the Soul by Thomas More. I'm looking up at it because who does Seat of the Soul? Gary somebody. Anyway, Thomas More, Care of the Soul. In there, oh, I cannot remember the quote. I do not remember the quote right now, but it has to do with burying your poetry. Burying your poetry. Like I talked about how dance is my pain relief, though that's my poetry, and I'm not burying it. I'm using it. I'm singing it, dancing it, reciting my poetry. It's magical. And so is yours. Don't bury your voice. Don't bury your creativity. Don't bury yourself. Don't bury your poetry. Unearth your poetry. Your song, your dance, your light, your colors, your hands, your eyes, your heart. It's time, right? It's time for us all to pick up our instruments and dig ourselves out. Dig out your poetry, pick up your instrument. Let's go. Let's go. Let's birth our lives. We're birthing our lives together, right? We're all in this together. Different stages of labor and delivery. And it just goes over and over again. Here comes the next one and the next one and the next one, right? Some of them just go pew right out and they get the racing stripe, right? And some of them take a long time. So, and we don't know, right? It's a co-creation process. It's with life, you know? And so let's be with life here and now and birth this scene and live it. All right. I hear life. I hear life out there. I'm going to put my hand on my heart and breathe. Nice deep breaths. One more. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for this time this morning. I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.